Hello, this is Mark.
Good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
All right, hang on just a second.
Alexa, pause.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. And, well, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely
vote. Are the chances 50-50? Thank you. What is your age?
66.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your age?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Is a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Funding for drugs and substance abuse programs.
4.
Thank you. Tackling climate change.
0.
Thank you. Securing the southern border.
8.
Creating more affordable housing.
1.
Reducing crime.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights.
2.
Lowering taxes.
7.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
7.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress.
Ten.
Congress.
What?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, 75.
Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
Mm-hmm. 80.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
95.
Thank you. McDonald's.
McDonald's, the restaurant?
Correct.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. Tina Kotek.
5.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
5.
And J.D. Vance.
80.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Reamer.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, a just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
That, would that be a strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Reamer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Reamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing in political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes, over a course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Reamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're undecided, please say so.
Republican Reamer.
Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer?
She's Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means that is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and a local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you.
Why is Janelle Bynum has...
Okay. Next statement is, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
0.
How would
Nobody's
you rate
trying
it?
To get a 0.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighbors and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican de Remer.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer of Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez de Remer opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She does not trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Just some.
Thank you. Too many of us are working harder and harder to yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Remer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election of Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori Chavez Remer.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you. Would that be for a high school graduate?
Post-college graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
All right. Are you really there?
Sorry?
Is this a live person I'm talking to?
Yes, I'm a live person.
All right. Prove it.
Sorry?
I said, prove it.
Yes, my name is Phil.
All right. All right. Good night, Phil.
Yes. Okay, good night, and thank you very much for answering and for your available time and opinion. Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Bye for now.